Isn't it strange how easily different things can become tied together in your head? Like one thing leads to another.
Five.
Like breathing leads to relaxing.
Four.
Counting leads you deeper.
Three.
Hypnosis leads to trance.
Two.
Patterns lead to obedience.
One.
Voice leads and you follow. The pattern, as it breaks, your conscious mind can drift and sink and drop, then stay deep beneath the surface of my words, where the last few thoughts can bubble up to pop, and you sink down even deeper every time I say drop. It's an automatic thing, isn't it? Drop. Everything now, as you follow it down, drop what you were thinking, because it's not important where you're going. Drop my voice deeper into your mind, and accept that you drop deeper and more automatic with every drop, tied together with trance in a tightly woven knot, thinking you want one more, don't you? Drop. And while you're not thinking, let's get you all tied up and restrained, imagining my words like a pair of hands, tying your loose and flexible thoughts in tight knots all across your body, keeping you controlled within your own threads of unconscious thought, starting with your feet, tying the threads around your ankles, thick and strong but comfortable, looping around into intricate knots you have no idea how to undo. The movement of my hands, wrapping these ropes and threads around you, binding your legs. Rising up through your body and noticing how the restraints rub gently against your calves, your thighs, a firm pressure against your skin, holding you in place. As the sensation moves upward again, more ropes, more threads of loose thought being tightly tied in neat bows and loops overlapping endlessly around your waist, your hips, pulling taut, until there are so many patterns within the threads you have no idea where they end or begin. It just looks like a web of knots you are becoming caught up in. Even tying delicate threads around the base of your genitals, separating out your shaft from your balls with the thick rope your cock can rest on, rub on, strain against. Because even if you struggle, the knots seem to pull tighter, diffusing your efforts, thwarting you more the more you try to move, the faster the knots tie you up, up, up around your chest, looping over your shoulders now, like a harness, the twine pulling tight to your skin, and holding you in whatever position my words say, whether that's hunched forward like an animal mounting something, or arching your back like you're presenting your tail. These knots control you, like the ideas tied tightly in your mind. Your arms are looped into those restraints now, threads crossing over in unbreakable diamonds of submission, tracing down both arms and bonding your hands, wrapping over the knuckles and finger joints to fuse your palm shut, as the harness of knots continues, looping around your neck, reminding you so much of wearing a collar, like a symbol of control. A reminder of submission. And you can struggle for the last time now, as the knots tighten, forcing you deeper into that pose of submission. Your body giving up control as you notice you can't move. And the threads continue their climb, placing a subtle pressure on your upper lip as they loop over your face now, flattening your ears to your head.